We talked to Hunter Henry. We talked to Christian Gonzalez. And we're joined now by another member of the New England Patriots, Devon Godchow, Patriots defensive lineman, joins us here. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. Devon Godchow, how are we doing this week?
Doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing well. We know it was another tough result for you guys yesterday. 1-4 now. We heard Gerard Mayo come out after the game and say defense did their job, special teams did their job. We need a little more out of the offense. Would you agree with that assessment?
The head coach said. I definitely agree with it. I thought the defense probably could have held the last drive. From the touchdown, it was tough. It was on a field, I think 17 plays. Special teams has been doing good for like the last 3 weeks, probably the beginning of the season. They've been playing lights out. Defense probably just like, if we can like clean up like the last drive. But we was able to get the ball back to the offense. We stopped them in a 4-minute situation. He was able to get the ball back to them and, got to put points on the board. Just, got to find a way to finish these games, man, because, same results each and every week, so close. But, at the end of the day, wins and losses.
Last week you were telling us how you thought some of the guys on defense were playing a little selfishly. That obviously got addressed. Do you feel like it was different and changes were made for yesterday?
Yeah, it was big changes, big results. We played as a good defense yesterday, but not good enough to win. We still came up short. A lot of guys was locked in, doing their part. So we contained the quarterback pretty good. That was a really, really good game plan. The loose quarterback in Huntley. We cut down the passing game for the most part. Got some little leakage in the run game, but at the end of the day, they only scored 15 points. So let's not act like, they was running the ball, sometimes successfully, but let's not act like they put up 40 points. They put up 15 points.
Why do you think the message landed this week when it didn't in the past? Were there any extra steps you took to make sure that message landed this week?
Yeah, just kind of like being a voice. I normally, not like a big speaker. I'm normally like, lead more with my actions. But I think just kind of like just stepping up and just kind of speaking to the team and just, just kind of, thinking of some things we can get right. Just trying to, win a division game, which was yesterday against Miami that we fell short on. But just, just taking accountability, we all need to do more and do better, because, we're not getting the results that, we're like, So I guess it's just going to start another week of preparation and, start it's going to start today with, reviewing the film and getting better from it and, starting back on Wednesday, getting ready for Houston, who's, red hot right now.
Yeah, taking on the Houston Texans next week. But first, just with the Miami game, did you guys feel as though, you'd made – it seemed like you stopped them passing the ball. You even had a great pass deflection in there. But then they decided to run it. And I'm with you. They didn't score a ton of points. But was there more kind of urgency to get off the field considering, they were able to still run for close to 200 yards on the ground?
Yeah. Well, they scheme some stuff up pretty good. That's really all they could try to do is run the ball. The passing game was pretty much taken away. Make no excuse about it. They came in and, pretty much the game was controlled by us all four quarters. So you take the last, like 4 to 5 minutes of the fourth quarter away, and, I think we're, it's a different result. We just got to find a way to finish games. Like I said, we started off, with an offense gave us 10 points. We started off, dominating the game on defense. And, I feel like we did that for the most of 4 quarters until, the last 4 minutes of the game. And, they was able to sneak in a fullback dive and score. It's really no excuse for it. They scored. We lost the game. That's really all I can put it.
12 penalties as a team for 105 yards. And not to make excuses, but some of those penalties just didn't seem like great calls. And I'm always curious with defensive players what you guys are taught when it comes to hitting the quarterback, because you can't hit them high, you can't hit them low, you can't land on them. Like, how do you still get the quarterback down while also avoiding all of those things?
It's tough. The quarterback stuff is always tough because you think you're doing it right, but then you're doing it wrong. Pull the quarterback down to the ground, got to make sure there's no body weight on him, but you're trying to risk an injury of yourself, tweaking the knee the wrong way, trying to twist off a sack. So it's kind of tough, man. Those rules are, I'll leave those rules to the NFL to get fixed because they're kind of tough, especially when you got a 300-pounder come in to get a sack. You know, you expect this guy not to, you know, trying to control his body going down. It's tough, you know. So hopefully we can get those roots fixed.
Talking to Patriots defensive lineman Devon Godchow here on a Patriots Monday. Jones and Keefe live at Gillette Stadium here on WEEI. There was a report last week of the locker room teetering on a mutiny. A number of your teammates have shot that down. I don't know how you feel about that report.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from. That's false.
Okay, so it's false. So how would you describe the mood in the locker room right now?
You know, everybody, you know, you're going to be disappointed after a loss, but, I mean, it's what you're going to do after. You know, I thought we took a better step forward from last week's San Fran game, you know, a better step with Miami, and it's just got to keep getting better and better. You know, we're not good enough to you know, you're never good enough to relax, but we're definitely not good enough to just relax and just say, you know, we got all the answers and stuff like that, you know. We got to get better, you know, and it starts in practice. It starts with, you know, taking accountability, you know, being honest with yourself, looking yourself in the mirror, and you just telling yourself what you can get better on, you know. You know, I know this is a good football team, you know, but like I said, we just don't have the results to show that, you know. So it's easy for me to sit up here and say that, but, you know, we don't really have no actions to put towards me saying that, you know. So it's frustrating for us because, you know, the work you put in, you know, you want to pay off, but you just not seeing those results right now.
I'm not sure if you guys have had your squad meeting yet, but Jerod Mayo said today he was going to address the team in a squad meeting as it relates to the quarterback. Would you welcome a change at quarterback?
That's whatever the coaches, you know, L.A. Wolf and those guys decide. You know, those guys get paid way over my pay grade. So that's those guys' decisions, you know. They make those decisions. Whoever's at the quarterback, we want to roll with them, whether it's Jacoby or Drake, you know. Whoever's there, we're going to roll with him as our, you know, as our quarterback, so it really doesn't matter. Jerod's going to make that decision, I don't know. You know, he's going to make that as soon as he's ready, you know, so that's a question for Jerod, for sure.
Regardless of what the decision is, what has Drake May been like going up against him in practice? I know he's been running with the ones a little bit, but also running some of the scout team stuff against you guys, so how has he looked over the last month at practice?
You know, when you have a rookie like that, you know, you just want him to keep continue to grow and get better and learn, you know, because last year, you know, like some of the great quarterbacks haven't, you know, started their rookie year. So when you have a guy like that, you know, behind Jacoby, behind our starting quarterback, you know, you just want him to keep learning and have a positive attitude, you know, just keep coming to work each and every day. And the results will come. The results will show. As long as you put the work in and put the effort in, the results will come. So you just kind of want to see him keep that positive, level-headed, and stay humble and just continue to be a learner and, you know, and be a great follower, and the results will come.
I'm trying to make out what I can hear some music going on in the back. What are you guys listening to?
I don't know. I'm in the training room right now. They're listening to like a little jam right now, trying to get the positive vibe going around.
Nice. who's in charge of, who gets to be in charge of the music in the locker room?
It's pretty much, you know, whoever wants to be in charge. You know, probably not a rookie, but pretty much one of the older, you know, veteran guys. Sometimes I play music, sometimes Jawan Bentley, you know, it just depends, you know. We got different guys being a ox every now and then.
Okay. Devon Godchow, Patriots defensive lineman, joins us here on a Patriots Monday. Best of luck this week against the Texans, and we'll talk to you
soon.
Thank you
so much.
All right.
Appreciate
Devon Godchow.
Thank you.
He's brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of the New England Patriots. You were in charge of some music at Hobart, right?
No, sometimes, I tried to.
Sometimes.
We got pushed back pretty quickly and swiftly. Yeah,
you
I was
just, like, sneaking
like,
a song
It was all,
there.
Like, Hate Breed and, like, God of Lamb or Lamb of God. I mean, it was, like, all insane stuff. And nobody liked that. I thought that would be what the team would want to get ready. They're like, we're not playing this.
No, we're not. This is not what we're doing here.
Two, three songs max, and then we're done.
All right. Well, we've been promising we get to some of your phone calls here. We've been revisiting Jerod Mayo. We've been talking to a number of members of the Patriots. Let's go to Kelly in Amherst. What's going on, Kelly?
What's up, guys? First off, Jones and Keith, best 1-2 combo since Warrick Dunn and Mike Allstott.
Ooh, who's who? I need an answer on who's who. Who's Warrick Dunn? Who's Mike Allstott?
I knew you would ask. Well, my friend, you are the Thunder. I'm going to say that you are the Mike Allstott. You still
nice.
Have the speed.
Nice.
But Keith is the speedy speedster who also has a little Thunder on his own.
I did
a call to talk 90s football, though. I called to talk about this terrible, terrible Pats team. Look, I was one of the people who said, don't play the new guy, give him some time. I'm softening on that. Not like I didn't expect them to be bad, but they're so bad that my thought is this. If he comes out there and sucks, nobody can blame him because we've already seen that even with the other guy, they suck. He might get hurt a little bit. but at least his ego, his reputation won't get destroyed. I say play him. Now's the time.
Okay, that's a change from Kelly.
I love that. Yeah. So that's somebody, because there was, it was more split than you and I thought it ever would be. There were a lot of people that thought, all right,
last week,
protect the guy.
The Greg Hill Show did a poll, yeah, and it was 50-50.
Staggering.
They should not play Drake. Like, it was a slight favoring among those sampled not to play Drake May, which was staggering. But Kelly sounds like one of those who is
changing his tune.
Changing his tune.
Well, there's a big difference if I was just like, oh, they're 1-4. It's like, all right, they're 1-4, but they're the Bengals, and they're scoring 38 points a game,
right,
and they have a great quarterback, and like they just need to figure it out. Whereas you look like that. Like, that was a tough go. That's a tough watch for people for 3 hours at home, or you're coming into the stadium or whatever. So if you were dead set against Drake May, I could see changing your tune. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to change your mind, feel free.
You were very happy with being Warrick Dunn. I thought you were going to be more angry that you weren't Mike Gustav.
No. I was Warrick Dunn. I'm a big Warrick Dunn fan. I like Florida State for some reason as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, he was one of the reasons.
Charlie Ward.
He and Charlie Ward.
Yeah, I like Charlie Ward as well. Okay. You were too happy with Warrick Dunn. I thought I got the big win over there.
I'm not a fullback. You were very Andy Hart's lane. I'm not a fullback guy.
Yeah, Mike also wasn't like your typical
fullback.
I'm like
a quick little running back.
He wasn't your typical fullback.
He was a fullback.
Yeah, he was rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
Did he have a neck roll?
I think so. Goatee? Do you have a goatee?
Probably some of the years. That's when he's angry.
Yeah.
Only when he's angry, Mike Allstar.
I'm very pleased with that. 617-779-7937. Who are Keith and myself like? We'll continue to take those suggestions.
You want to talk 90s football? I mean, the Patriots look like they did in the 90s.
I mean, look, it's
early
90s. It's as bad as it's been since the early 90s. Mike Reese's words, not mine. Rock bottom. They're 1-4 in back-to-back years for the first time since 92-93, which should give you some perspective on where we're at. It's probably why we're teetering, we think, on the brink of a quarterback change. Adam Schefter certainly believes that could be the case. So we have more on that at 617-779-7937. And we should get to Jeremy Swayman. Now officially a Boston Bruin.
What a journey.
For the long time. What a journey indeed, Keith. 8 years, $8.25 million. AAV is the contract. We have thoughts on it with all your Patriots phone calls right after trending with Billy Lane.